The COVID-19 pandemic and its ensuing economic crisis has had a particularly strong effect on small businesses. Melissa Pavlicek is the Hawaii State Director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. She says that the scope of small business is much broader than what the average resident might think, and the resources needed to help different businesses also varies. She spoke with the Conversation's Harrison Patino about what can be done to help.
We have about 900 independently owned businesses in Hawaii who are members of NFIB, and we're affiliated with a national organization that has members in all 50 states. The typical small business that's a member of NFIB here in Hawaii has under $1 million in revenue and fewer than 10 employees. Sometimes it is very small businesses, sole proprietors, and single or two-member limited liability companies. But these are very small businesses, but they have a big impact on Hawaii's economy.
Now, I know it's hard to generalize across such a broad spectrum of businesses, but on the whole, how successful have small business pivots been?
I guess the question is, overall and prior to COVID-19, I would say small businesses have been thriving, even though we have a lot of economic challenges being in a geographically isolated place like Hawaii. But since the pandemic, small businesses have really struggled to adjust to the economic shutdown and to have the tourism spigot turned off. Even those small businesses that don't immediately seem to be related to tourism are through, you know, the link of this business serving that business and going down the food chain. I would say every business in Hawaii and every NFIB member has definitely been affected by the pandemic.
Now, again, I don't want to generalize here, but we've heard certain lawmakers say things like businesses, by and large, are going to have to pivot if they're going to survive, this idea of changing their strategies, business models in the face of the pandemic. But is that idea of just pivoting your business model, I know it's sort of a grim question, but is that enough to keep a small business alive?
I mean, I guess it depends on how you take the word pivoting, and it's become a bit overused, and I think a lot of small businesses are getting even weary of it, although the pandemic has been hitting us for less than a year. But I think essentially it means selling new products or services to your existing customers if you can, or finding new customers for the products and services that you already sell. And so small businesses in Hawaii, and especially those that are members of NFIB, have opportunities and have given thought to how can they sell their products and services elsewhere, even if they hadn't been thinking about that previously. There's obviously a lot of challenges with that. When you're a service business, it may be difficult to translate that to a service you can provide elsewhere. But this is where a lot of digital transformation is taking place, and companies are thinking about how can they provide services through the internet or in other ways to place to people in Hawaii. That isn't the cure-all, because other places not in Hawaii are also suffering an economic downturn. So it's not like there are these pockets of customers just waiting to spend money for any small business, whether they're here or elsewhere. But it definitely does open up some new opportunities.
Now, I think when people think of small business, one of the things they first think of is restaurants. But obviously, there's more than just that. Now, we know that restaurants have had to change dining and service practices, maybe cater to new clientele, move to takeout entirely. What about other small business pivots out there that people might not know about? How are business models changing for business types that might be less considered?
Well, speaking for myself, I'm also an NFIB member. I have a small consulting company that works with businesses who advocate at the state legislature. And we have found new technologies that we're able to use to engage constituents in advocacy. So we really examined every step of our business process and asked ourselves, is there something that we could do to enhance the services that we provide and give our customers and our clients new opportunities? I know a lot of the NFIB members are small professional services, such as dentists, accountants, and other small offices, and they've also been making adjustments. One of the biggest, of course, is limiting the number of people in an office at one time And this is entailing a lot of scheduling and making sure that people don't come to their appointment too early and they have a waiting room that's not filled to capacity and they have proper social distancing and protective equipment. So I think it really depends on the type of business. And like you said, NFIB represents almost 1,000 businesses in Hawaii of many different sectors. But I think there are a lot of commonalities as well. And so one of the common things that businesses are doing is to really train their workforce and stagger the schedules and work with employees on safety and health protocols. That's something that every business that comes in contact with members of the public has to do. And I think we're seeing that across the board. We also have to deal with ensuring that we have work from home policies where our employees are working from home. And there's some challenges in terms of what will workers' compensation insurance cover, how will the wage and hour laws be affected when you aren't necessarily, when your supervisor or manager doesn't have eyes on whether an employee is working or not working. So these are things many of our small businesses are wrestling with, and I think to varying degrees of success.
That was Melissa Pavlicek, the Hawaii State Director of National Federation of Independent Businesses. She was talking with the Conversation's Harrison Patino about the impact COVID-19 has had on the state's small businesses.